Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 5 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 20th of May. The pontification of US Federal Reserve speakers that graced financial markets yesterday were fairly on message as regards the timing of interest rate changes. Wait and see was the order of the day. There has to be considerable uncertainty about the nuances of the economic outlook. Policy itself is uncertain. The reactions of companies and consumers to that uncertainty is uncertain. The extent to which tariffs provoke second-round inflation effects is uncertain. The extent to which government cuts will disrupt the private sector is uncertain. And so, the Federal Reserve is uncertain about what it should be doing and is in wait-and-see mode. The risk with this is, of course, that the Federal Reserve acts too late. Monetary policy operates with lags, and so a reactive monetary policy is a higher risk strategy. But in the current circumstances, it's hard to see what else the Fed can do. There are more Fed speakers on the calendar today, which is just as well, as there's no real economic data of any note. The Philly Fed sentiment poll for the non-manufacturing sector is likely to be as firmly stuck in partisan bias as all the other sentiment surveys have been of late. There were some hints in price data about the tourism sector experiencing something of a slowdown, so that may be a broader service sector consideration. Meanwhile, on the other side of the Atlantic, the UK and the European Union are playing nice for a change. There was a reset deal agreed yesterday that should prove a modest positive for both economies. This is not reversing the economic costs of the divorce, of course, but it's a step towards a more amicable partnership. The role of defence in facilitating this is important, and to that extent, changing expectations about the role of the United States will have undoubtedly played a part in engineering the rapprochement. US President Trump appeared to retreat from the idea of acting as a mediator between Russia and Ukraine, but suggested the two sides would negotiate immediately without suggesting US involvement. Russian President Putin was not sounding so confident about negotiations starting. Markets are unlikely to react too much. A genuine, lasting peace would have economic implications because of the process of reconstruction in Ukraine. Moves towards a ceasefire are far less likely to change the economic landscape, as presumably sanctions, energy prices, and defence spending by European nations would all be unaffected beyond some short-term volatility. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.